الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته يوم الدين. أما بعد، من دير سكت براذرز أند سيسترز إن الإسلام، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continue our hadith about the fiqh of al-hajj, inshaAllah ta'ala. And we found ourselves last time, we came to the area of Mina. And we, after that, went to Arafat in the day of number 9, that's before Salat al-Zuhr. Then after that, after Arafat, we moved to al-Muzdalifah. And we took the fiqh of al-Muzdalifah yesterday. And after you leave al-Muzdalifah, according to the Sunnah before the sunrise, we came back again to Mina. And Mina, we have like a fiqh and rule also in Mina. فَإِذَا وَصَلُوا إِلَى الْجَمَرَاتِ مِنْ دَى حُجَّاجِ دَى حَجْ reached the jamarat, he stopped the talbiyah. No talbiyah anymore, no labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. Because we found people also after the Jamarat, they start to make talbiyah. The talbiyah only when you reach in the day of Al-Eid, day number 10, you reach the Jamarat, you stone it with the 7 stones. As we said yesterday, some people, they believe they collected the stone from Muzdalifah. And the Sunnah is, the Prophet ﷺ collected the stones from Mina, not from Muzdalifah. And they found a violation yesterday that the people, after they collected the stone, they worship with water. Is it again from one of the bid'ah? It's not at all authentic. It's not mentioned in the Sunnah at all that you have to wash the stone for what purpose? I have no idea. May Allah ta'ala correct all of us. But if you learn, you should avoid this. Because Muslims, we grow up according to tradition more than we grow up according to the Sharia. Most of us, we learn from local area, family, whatever, grandmother, and we don't study the Sharia. Every Muslim, that's why the best time ever to spend it for the cause of Allah when you are in the class of the ilm. The Prophet ﷺ said 1 hour, not 60 minutes, that's the same time. It's better than you worship Allah 70 years. Who doesn't know that? 70 years time is spent for knowledge, for ilm. Allah give you credit like you better than you worship Allah 70 years continuously, 24 hours. What about this? Class of the ilm farm. All of us, we know how we pray. But the people doesn't know their deen. Therefore, we need to struggle in this area. Therefore, we stone it 7 times. And when I went up to speak about the fiqh of stoning too, Rajmi. Call it Rajmi. Rami al-Jamarat. In the day of Al-Eid, you're going to take the biggest one. Call it Jamrat al-Aqaba. Jamrat al-Aqaba. You stone it with 7. And when you stone, you say with everyone, say Allahu Akbar, and you stone it. The biggest one. It's not necessary to be in a column. Before in the past, whoever passed early, you're going to find the column, which is there representing the biggest one. And there is no shaitan, but a lot of people also, they believe it. I'm going to stone the shaitan. This is the ceremony again of the Hajj. One of the ceremonies of the Hajj to do this action, stoning Rami al-Jamarat. But there is no shaitan or something like this. Yes, the incident is, this came from Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wasalam, when the shaitan followed him because he's taking his son to actually to slaughter him. So what happened is, the shaitan came, Ya Ibrahim, are you going to slaughter your son? Ya Ibrahim, your dream is not true. So then he took the first one and he stoned him. Then after that, he followed continually. The shaitan never gave up. Never gave up. He will follow you everywhere you go. You understand? He said, Ya Ibrahim, you going to do that? If we got your own beloved son, so and so, you didn't see him for a long time. So he took the second one and he stole it. Then he followed him again after he reached the third one. It is the place of the biggest one, the second, the middle one, and the last one, which is representing column. And he stole the third one. Therefore, became one of our part of the ceremony of Al-Hajj, to stone this tree, because Shaykh Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, wa ala nabiyyina afdal salatu wasalam, he stoned the shaitan with this. He stoned the shaitan. So he became like in the ceremony of the Hajj, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the authorization of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, commanded him to actually to stone these columns in order to, inshallah ta'ala, takbir. Allahu Akbar, against every shaitan. And the shaitan is a human and jinn, both of them. Allahu Akbar, everyone you stone and you read, and it's not in the column. The fiqh in the hole, to hold it in the hole. That's why when there are a lot of people get hit, those are in the first row. When you say subhanAllah and you find hundreds of stones over your head, they don't do it, subhanAllah, in the head, because they need it. Allah, if this is the shaitan, subhanAllah, they have a lot of violation. As we mentioned yesterday, with the umbrella, said, this is the one, the son of the, and then he showed it, one shoe, it's a slipper, it's everything, and you find yourself out of the control, because everybody in this area became the hyper, and inshallah, we find the people like Arun Jihad, subhanAllah. And what the Bosin brings to stone it. And the stone which you throw it, the other hash, they have right to go and collect it again. So the purpose of that was to stone it, to inshallah ta'ala, to throw it in the hole, not to hit the color. Now because Saudi Arabia, there are a lot of people get hit, a lot of people get injured. And sometimes the ambulance hits a lot of people. Because some people also see with Jumbo Rock. This is the shaitan. I'm going, and Jumbo Rock, big one, subhanAllah. The Prophet ﷺ died up, it's like Safa al-Khalfu. It's bigger size than the chickpeas. That is the story you should collect. But some people say, no, let me take this Jumbo, I want to get this son of what? SubhanAllah. It's like the Muslim in Jaya'ana umbrella. You throw it by umbrella, by the slipper, by anything. La ya'i. We need to follow actually what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us and that and instructed us. Now, Allahu Akbar, that you come to the first, that in the day of Al-Eid is called only the biggest. The biggest one. Call it Rami al-Jamra, Jamra al-Aqaba al-Kubra. To stone the big one. Alright? Allahu Akbar with every time we step 7. And as we say, only you will represent or you take the shot for children who are will be danger for them to take them to this area. Or somebody are sick and has a disease and is not able to this shot, you do it for him. But in the end, some all of them, like a brother I told you before, he came to me and he told me I have to stone for 60 people. 60 people, which one I have to stone for himself, for me, for them. I said, do they have any problem? I said, no, because they said they scared, this is too crowded. Every person should testify. Your wife is here with you to testify for this. Don't do the job actually for somebody who does it, who is okay, in health. Unless he has a health problem. So subhanAllah, you should make it for yourself first, and then you make it for those people. You have to, some people I saw them in Rabi al-Jamarat, so it is too crowded, it's going to be danger. He took the 7 and said, Allahu Akbar, I need it. The 7, together. It's not working also, because you have to take one by one. Allahu Akbar, and you stole it. You understand? That is the sunnah from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the small one, like a chickpea, or little than that, it will be okay, inshallah ta'ala, because the purpose for that, this is the ceremony of the Hajj. So we stole the 7. After we proceed a little bit and starting making dua, raise your hand toward to the Qibla in the Mecca, inshallah ta'ala. This is also, you came from the middle or you go from the kerf, it's fine. It is fine, inshallah ta'ala. You don't have any problem with that, inshallah ta'ala. Now, we come to the Hadi. After you do that, the Hadi now. The Hadi is because you, now.
Is it like you, I don't know, like 3 days, like you, first day you
I'm talking about the day of Al-Eid now. No, I'm talking about the day of Al-Eid. I don't come to the 3 days yet. I'm going to come to this area.
Some problems, right?
No.
There's
3 columns,
right?
Yes.
The first day you come from
Mina? Yeah, only the big one. Only you're going to stone the big one. Yes, that's it. That's good. From you, in the other of the 3 days, you're going to stone the 3 of them. Every day, 7, 7, 7. in the 3 days. But in the day of Al-Eid, only 7. The first day, the day number 10, day of Al-Eid. The big one only. That's called Ramyul Dirami Jamrat Al-Aqaba. Jamrat Al-Aqaba is the big one, and he throw that stone only in a big one. And you proceed. What you proceed after that? To make the Hajj. Because you are in Tamattu' or you are in Qiran, you must sacrifice the animal for the cause of Allah. Could be Shah, it's mean goat or lamb. Or after that, it could be like 1/7 of a cow or 1/7 of a she camel. You sit with a group of people and there are 7, you could share in one cow or share in one camel. And everybody, inshallah ta'ala, this means sacrifice. Come to the fiqh of the Hajj. Because we need to now. In the hole. Well, wallahi, it should be in the hole, inshaAllah ta'ala. Alright. Yeah. Right.
All over this.
From far, and even the woman, you don't have to repeat it. Your niyya is, yeah, your niyya is, I know, a lot of people hear it, yeah, a lot of people get hit and get injured, because the people, the boys, especially the woman or the children, are actually, sometimes they throw, they are weak. And that's why all the most of the throwing of the stones from the woman, they come in your head. Because they are not powerful to actually do it. Find the person, Allahu Akbar, and he throws. You understand? But you don't have to repeat it. Even if it doesn't come in the hole, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. The niyya is that it actually is that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, inshallah. If I do, I'll do this with the helmet. Helmet? You're not allowed to put in a helmet now. You're not allowed to put in a helmet, inshallah. No, not helmet. I know. You are not allowed to wear anything, remember this. No helmet, no cowboy hat, or something like this, no. Inshallah ta'ala, Allah will save you. But this is the situation, inshallah, fi sabilillah, biiznillah ta'ala. Now, so come to the hadi, inshallah ta'ala. So al-hadi, after that, after you stone, you come to the area of the hadi. Hadith means you have to sacrifice an animal for the cause of Allah. And I would like to mention about the hadith. Number one, it should become your halal money. Halal money. إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبٌ لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبًا. Allah is good. He doesn't accept from anyone of us except the good one from halal money. Find some people actually working in a khinzir and working selling pork. And what stealing the money, they so and so, and they go with the hajj with their money. They have to choose the clean money in order to sacrifice your animal, inshaAllah ta'ala. That is the money. Very important, inshaAllah ta'ala. Now, what is the sunnah when you're making the slaughter? You're taking the goat. From the sunnah to turning it and facing the qibla is not a wajib. It is not a wajib or obligation. It is recommended to when you slaughter your animal, you take him and you towards it to the qibla. That is actually what we need to understand it is. If you are not able to relax and you confess it, that's nothing wrong at all, but the sunnah to turn it. As you know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he slaughtered by hand, the arm of the hand, 63. You understand? And after he cut, he takes part from the 63, and they took it together for part from the 63 for a number of the Sahaba, and then after that, they ate from it. So the sunnah to eat from it. Tahdi, come from Hadi. Tahdi, it means you give for your friend or anybody actually you want a gift. And that's another part. It for the poor, تتصدق بها, charity for the poor people to eat, to join you, because this is the day of Al-Eid, and in order to actually to be in full release from the state of Ihram, you must make in the Hajj. This is very important, inshaAllah ta'ala.
When you, like most people do not even get to feed their Hajj, the sheep or the home.
There is offices over there called Rashin. When you come down from the mountain, you're going to find offices, they accept, you give them your name, written name, and you tell them, this is for my qurbani. And you give it to them. then they are, inshallah ta'ala, this is a great project too. Because we in the past, the Sheikh Nam, they used to slaughter the animal and they left it in a mountain. And until they became smelling and so on and so on. So now, this is a great project to take it and make it the Adi for you, inshallah ta'ala, and to send it to all, and ship it to all Muslim countries for your permission today. This is to Africa, to Asia, and this is a great project, inshallah ta'ala, if you are not. It's better if you go to the butcher and you slaughter the animal by yourself. It's better. But if you are not able to do that, and you are not the sharif for that, you understand, inshallah ta'ala, you will find somebody to help you to cut the animal. Because some of us, most of us, doesn't know how you can exactly slaughter the animal. So he said, Bismillah, Wallahu Akbar. What you should say when you are here or you are there. Qurbani are the same. When you make in the Qurbani, you turn it to the Qibla, Sunnah. Not a wajib, not obligation. You can do that, good do that. Number one. Number two, you say, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Allahumma, hada minka wa ilayk. Oh my Lord, this is from you and to you. Who provide you with money? Allah tabarakata. Allahumma, this is from you to you. So Allah is the one who gives you the money. He will give you the money and the only slaughter the animal is slaughter for who? For Allah tabaraka ta'ala. You don't slaughter the animal for anything. We don't be like the group of Muslims and say, you know, Allahu Akbar, we make this for Al-Husayn. Allahu Akbar, we make this for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, you don't make the animal. You make the animal, you slaughter the animal for the cause of Allah. The evidence is, Allah says in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين. قل إن يا محمد إذا غريبة بتشعر قل إن صلاتي الصلاة ويستند أب يبيك الصلاة هو الله تبارك وتعالى ونسكي نسكي اثنين ماي قرباني ماي ذبيحة ماي ذبيحة يقول الله تبارك وتعالى I am عقيقة it's not for the animal for عقيقة for my son for my dear daughter. Then after that he said mention the name of the عقيقة your son on the عقيقة بسم الله الله أكبر اللهم هذا منك وإليك this is عقيقة for your son, name your son, Muhammad ibn Abdul Rahman, so and so. So you make it for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allahumma, hada minka wa ilayk. This is from you to you, ya Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That is the situation, ya Allah ta'ala. Then, I forgot to tell you that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made like one for his family member, and the second one, what did he do? Qala ya Allah, this is for from me, to you, ya Allah, tabaraka ta'ala, and for every single Muslim, Allah. You remember all the Muslims, until the day of the judgment, the Prophet of Allah, because among us are poor, they are not able to slaughter the animal. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never ask about himself. Therefore, in the day of the judgment, when he Allah, in the day of the judgment, every Prophet states, my Lord is this angry today, never been angry like this today, go to in the end one by one until you reach Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Allah ta'ala commanded messenger, step forward ya Habibi. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went and prostrate under the arsh. Then Allah ta'ala said, stand up my beloved one. Ask tu'ta. Ask me, I will give it to you. Qala, what did he say? What is the first word? Every Nabi, even the Adam, Ibrahim, said, nafsi, myself, for myself. What Muhammad will say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال أمتي يا رب الله. He did not ask about himself. He said, أمتي يا رب. He doesn't need any one of the ummah to be in the hellfire. We need our soul to be in the hellfire. But sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he worked for it all to take all the Muslims from the hellfire. Ask Allah to gather us, all of us, with our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the hadith, in the end, ya Allah says in the Quran, فَقُلُوا مِنْهَا وَأَطْعِمُوا الْبَائِسَ الْفَقِيرِ Eat from it. From your Qurban. Feed from it. فَقُلُوا مِنْهَا وَأَطْعِمُوا الْبَائِسَ الْفَقِيرِ And feed the indigent, the poor, who are not able to eat meat. Remember, there is a Muslim in our back home, wallahi, they don't listen to me. Wallahi, brother Aziz, wallahi, not even one single time. They don't have money. And that it became very popular today in our generation. Remember to eat, alhamdulillah, sometimes now most of us today who don't want to eat the meat because it's too much to throw. But some people, they don't even test it. SubhanAllah. This is what we need to understand, inshaAllah ta'ala, about the haji. The haji. Come to the Qurbani. When you slaughter the animal, as top, some scholars, according to the statement, you slaughter the animal, the goat or the lamb for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, third for yourself, third for your friends and your relatives, and now the third for what? For what? The bull. Can I slaughter it here or back home? Back home, as I said many times, is better, and the people are there, are poor. Here, alhamdulillah, even the bull they eat meat. But back home, they don't. Therefore, inshallah, we have started our project. Alhamdulillah, we have like more than 10 countries every year. We send the money for Qurbani for them, inshallah, we're going to collect the money for this purpose to feed the Muslims, inshallah, ta'ala. Naam. Dabh, the Qurbani is very important. It will extend, it will be continued until the Maghrib of the third day of the Ta'at Ashriq. So, a lot of people, they thought, it's only in the first day of Al-Aid. No. The first day of Al-Aid, the Hajj is there, above that, and also you know it here as a resident. But this Zabiha, this Qurbani, you could make it up to the third day of Al-Eid. It means the first day of Al-Eid and 3 days after Qul Ayyam al-Tashriq. Before the matter of the third day, before the third, Allah will accept your Qurbani, inshallah ta'ala. It will be, this is fiqh, inshallah ta'ala, because all people they talk only in the day of Al-Eid, inshallah ta'ala. That is the fiqh of the Hadith. The fiqh of the Hadi, inshaAllah ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make all of us qualify, inshaAllah, we'll cover this, but I will go, inshaAllah ta'ala, after that to shave, or to cut, to make cut, can I make the shave first, or the Qurbani first, any one of them. The authentic is to make the Hadi first, slaughter the animal. After you slaughter the animal, somebody told me, Sheikh, I give it to the office there, and the money is still there. When you bathe, you finish. That means you will be accepted that the Qurbani rich. Like the Zina'id, Futra, or Zakat of Fitr. People come from before the Salah and put it in the box and put it in the box. They say, the money is still here. You don't distribute it to the poor. It depends when you pay it. That's it, you finish. Your job is finished, inshaAllah ta'ala. Same thing, inshaAllah ta'ala. It's the sunnah from the Islam to slaughter the animal that Allah, He purify all of you from the sins and increase you in your property. It is the sunnah to do it, inshallah, for those who are able, inshallah ta'ala. Can I make shave? Or to make your hair cut? Remember the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he prayed 3 times, قَالَ اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ الْمُحَلِّقِينَ. Oh Allah, forgive and shower them with mercy, those who make it muhallak, it means shave it like a bowl. All your hair, it should be shiny. Because a lot of people, they go and use the machine and they go all over your ass. When you go, your mouth, they make it all over. Even you make it short or you make it bold. Muhallaqeen, meaning you make it bold completely from all sides. You understand? Woman, from both sides, she cuts like Tadra Ummula. Ummula, it means like 1 inch or less than that. From both sides, from under the hijab, inshallah. But the brother, it's better for them to make halq. Halq, it means to shave it like a bowl. But muqaffaf, sometimes you buy the machine and you go all over, this is not bowl. This is only you make your short, your hair short. Either way, you take this one, you make this one to make your head short. Short, your hair short. Or to slaughter the animal after, it doesn't matter, any one of it is comfortable, inshallah. You don't have to worry about that, inshallah ta'ala. And then we'll continue, inshallah ta'ala. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to help us, inshallah ta'ala, to understand the Islam, inshallah. So,
can
you
do Hajj?
Somebody sick and can we make a Hajj for him? Okay. Yes, you could do that. Yeah. But the one who may choose this person, he must did it for himself. That means it cannot be your first time. Like for example, somebody from your relative give you the money to go and perform the Hajj for him. Because he has the money, he's not able physically or something like this. So when you take in the money, before you go, you must did it for yourself before. First, and the evidence is, as I told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you saw a man want the companion money, لَبَيْكَ اللَّهُمَا عَشُبْرُمَا لَبَيْكَ اللَّهُمَا عَشُبْرُمَا. He stopped him. He said, لَبَيْكَ اللَّهُمَا فُشُبْرُمَا. Who Shubruma? He said, what is my religion? The Prophet asked him. Then the Prophet said, did you do it for yourself first? He said, no, Ya Rasulullah. He said, this year, make it for yourself first, and then next year, you make it for who? Shubroma. So the condition is, before you choose anyone, and the one who's taking the money to do it on behalf of somebody else, he must deal it. He has to deal with it, do it first for himself. If he didn't never get it for himself, he can be became like unqualified to do it. If it's rich and nothing happens with him, it cannot be.
No, I'm saying that suppose you are selling some money to the house for you, right? You cannot go.
No.
The person you are choosing, you don't think he's rich person or the
poor. Doesn't matter, rich or poor, anyone. Anyone take your money and they make it, inshallah ta'ala. But the condition is, he has to eat. First do it for him. If he did not do it, he's not qualified. He's not qualified, actually. He has to do it for himself first, inshallah. Unless somebody are in this country, no paper, no green card, whatever it is, and he needs actually somebody to send his mother. Send the money for your mother or his father, grandmother, whatever, to perform the hajj, because you have a problem here, inshallah. Allah will give you the same reward, inshallah. الله عز وجل إن شاء الله تقبلنا الصالحين وأطعنا وكلنا زبرا وحمنا وتب علينا تقبل منا يا رب العرش العظيم اجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه واغفر لنا خطايانا إنك كنا من الظالمين اللهم لا تعذبنا وأنت بنا راحم اللهم اجعل خير ما نقول يا دعيك الكريم يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم يا رب العرش العظيم تولنا من الصالحين واغفر المؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم الأموات المسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم الأموات وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله جزاكم الله خير في الاسم سبحان الله وحمده نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.